turn what Psalm? Thank you for coming. Right, read a scripture from Romans chapter 1, please. Epistle to the Romans chapter 1. Verse 16, please. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, 16, what? He says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And why does he say that? For he says it is the power of God unto what? Salvation. To who? To everyone who believeth. First to the Jew and also the Greek. And why does Paul tell us that? Well, he tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God, or came short of the mark of the glory of God. He also tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so does Romans 3:24 tell us that being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, delivered by paying a price, and the price was at Calvary's cross. For Calvary's cross covers it all. Man came into this world a sinner. And if you tell anybody that, they'll tell you different. Some of them would tell you different. And some of them wouldn't be too nice to you if you called them a sinner. But that's where the way we come in. Just as that wee innocent baby in the arms of his mother is a sinner. And if it doesn't get saved when it comes to the age to understanding, it'll be condemned. And just like man is condemned if he's not saved. Ezekiel 35:11 tells us, it says, God said to the house of Israel, as I live, says of the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from its way and live. He says, turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die? That's why Paul was telling us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us that the Lord is not willing
that any should perish. That's why he sent his son into the world, to pay the price for our sin. You say you're not a sinner. You say you're not any worse than anybody else. Some of them Christians there, they do this and they do that. I wouldn't do that. Well, the Christian that's doing, is not doing what he should be doing, will have to answer to God. But friend, if you're not saved, you'll answer for your sin. And if you're taken or die in your sin, you'll go to hell. You may say to me, have I to believe? Yes. The scriptures say yes. Romans 10 and 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. The Lord Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He went all the way to Calvary and shed his precious blood for mankind. Why did he do that? Because we needed to be saved. And that's the only way we could be saved. The only way we satisfy our Heavenly Father, who's so holy. He hates sin. Even when the Lord was on the cross, and that heavy load was on him, God couldn't look at him. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Then in Ephesians 2 and 8, it tells us also, well-known scripture in this place, by grace. And grace is something that we're not entitled to, but we're given it. By grace, we are saved through faith. It is not of ourselves, of yourself, not of works. Works has got nothing to do with it. You can do all the things you think you get, it would help, but you must be saved first. Lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. You're getting a gift tonight. So Paul could say, for I am not ashamed, and neither am I tonight. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. I know what it done for me. I know what it done for other people, and my family, neighbours and friends. And those that are sitting in the seats here this evening were changed. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. What a saviour we have tonight. One that went all the way from Calvary, came from the glory of heaven and went to Calvary's cross. See, faith is the confidence we put in another person. And we trust on his character and his ability. It's the same way that we trust in doctors and nurses. And the same when you go to a dentist to get your teeth pulled, you must have the confidence that he would pull out the right teeth or do the right treatment for you. The same when we trust a policeman, a fireman, a pilot when you go onto the plane, go on your holidays. When you get into the restaurant, you get a cook or a chef that cooks the meal, you're hoping to get the meal properly cooked. Same when you go to get the car fixed, the mechanic fixes it. Or the plumber, or the electrician, what our sister was talking about tonight. Even the boy at Bricks builds the houses, or the train drivers, or the bus drivers. etc., etc., etc. Would it not be insulting for these men if you didn't give them the vote of confidence that they deserved? So, friend, tonight, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He demands our faith. So friend, do you believe or do you not believe tonight what we were saying by Scripture? Do you believe God's word? Do you believe God and the power that He has? For you see, God's holiness will not suffer Him to deceive anybody. But He's so holy. God's goodness will not suffer Him to forget His word. And what He says and what He'll do. And God's truth will not suffer Him to change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word will never change. But you and I change. Circumstances change us. We change when we met the Lord Jesus Christ and He met our need and saved us. If any man be in Christ, a new creation, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He sent His Son. Why did He send His Son? Because He so loved the world. Would you reject God's word? Would you reject God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and died upon a cross for sinners, condemned and unclean, who was buried and the third day He rose again from the dead, now ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father? Would you reject this person that has done all this? For God, there's a person. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God never changes. He's true to His word. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and him it cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. For God so loved the world, there's the person. So loved the world, there's the proclamation. That whosoever, there's the people, everybody. Nobody's left out. The whosoever. Are you one of the whosoever tonight? Do you know Him as Lord and Saviour? We're the whosoever here this evening. Whosoever, the people, shall not perish. There's a promise. Doesn't matter how low you've got. Doesn't matter what you've done. Where you've been. If you set Him as Lord and Saviour, He would take you in. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, in John's Gospel, we get the life theme that John uses in John's Gospel. And Jesus is the life. John 14 and 6. He's the life, he's the way, the truth, and the life. It's outside the door there. He's the light of a life. He's the bread of life. He gives the water of life. And Jesus laid down his life so that we might have life. John 10, verses 14, 18, 27, and 39. It's there. If you want life, you'll get life. And it's a life you get will be eternal life. So if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I'm dependent on the blood. And the saved in here are dependent on the blood as well, on the Lord Jesus Christ, for what he's done for us at Calvary's cross. Who are you dependent on tonight? Who are you looking to for help? Your minister? Your pastor? Your priest? Who is it? The only one that can save you is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there's none else. None else. You must come by the way of the cross. You must come by him. When we look round the world today, and even the climate changes in Scotland, and all these debates that's going on, and what everybody's promised to do, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and he'll do this, and he'll do that. Whatever you can do, I can do better. But the only one that can help is the Lord Jesus Christ, because God is in control of it all. In control of it all, as we had this morning with our brother, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I was reading a paper, it was on Thursday, and it's people that write in and ask questions. And the question was this, and this was in the Daily Express on Thursday, and it says this: we have suffered disasters. We suffer disasters of biblical proportions. And this fellow that wrote in says this: I have just read a book that was full of natural disasters, famines, plagues, and pestilence. And it was called the Bible. And it was written long before the modern warnings of much the same as COP 26. Our God is in control of all these things. There's judgment coming because of his laws are getting changed and man's laws coming in. The moral laws has gone out, and all the other things are coming in. It's against God. God will not allow it. And there's judgment coming. Nobody seems to think that God may have a hand in these things, or maybe allow these things. But man thinks we can sort it out. Yeah. We'll all get together and we can sort it out. But friend, you're not. In Exodus chapters 4 to 12, you'll find a lot of these plagues are in those chapters. When you go back to Exodus chapter 4, we find that when Moses was trying to bring the people out of Egypt, there was plagues of frogs and lice and flies and diseases, cattle, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and even death. You know, the Word of God says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not. There's judgment coming. In Matthew 24, we find in verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. So see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. But of the of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also coming of the Son of Man be. For in those days there before the flood they were eating and drinking, and they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And you not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Friend, you don't need to tell me to tell you that the world is not right at the minute when you look round and see the things that are happening. And why would you be so vain to think that because you're a good father and you wouldn't do this and do the next thing, you're a sinner if you're not saved in God's eyes, and you'll go to hell if you die in that state. He sent his Son from the splendors of heaven to pay the price that we couldn't pay. He paid a debt that he didn't know. And I owe the debt that I couldn't pay, because none else can pay it. Only he can take the sin away. And so Paul knew what he was talking about. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and neither is any Christian ashamed of it, because it's good news. We bring you good news, but you don't want to hear it. For some of you, don't want to have anything to do with God. Some of you don't want to change. Some of you don't believe there's a God. But friend, there is a God. And He's alive. He's alive.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power. He has the power to do all these things. And He can give you salvation. All you have to do is reach out. To everyone that believeth, no exceptions. To everyone that believeth, the whosoever that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember those in the hall would come with me to Psalm 141, please. Sorry, 148, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For the heavens praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels praise Him. Yea, all His hosts. Praise Him, the sun and the moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. And let them praise the name of the Lord. For He commanded, and they were created. He is the Creator, whether you like it or not. It's not a big bang. He has established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord, for the earth, ye dragons and all of the deeps, fire and hail and snow and vapour and stormy winds, fulfilling His word. He's control of them all. These things are not happening just the global warming. Mountains and all the hills and fruitful trees and all the cedars, beasts and all cattle and creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, of old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. We find in Psalm 148 that all things are praised and nothing is left out. We're leaving nothing out this evening. You have to be saved. And only God can save you through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
there's judgment coming. And if you don't do something about it, that judgment will come your way. So we're finding that all things are phased and nothing is left out. From 2 to 6 we find that the heavens and the angels and the heavenly bodies and the clouds that God created them and controls them and He has established them. That's our God. That's the God that saves. That's the God that loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. And from 7 to 10 we find that the earth and the depths of the seas and the heights of the mountains and the winds and the fruit trees and the weather might be even bad, even the storms fulfilled God's word. Verse 8 tells us that fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy winds fulfilling His word. He has control of everything. And from 11 to 14, mankind, made in God's image, men and women, and when accepted His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Savior, He'll save you by His grace. How great He is. How great our God is. But He doesn't get the praise in this world that He should get. His Son was mocked and laughed at and scourged when nailed to a tree. Have you mocked Him? By using His name as a swear word? Have you ever asked Him to help you? Friend, tonight, we've read your scripture, only scripture, and pointed it out to you. Just as Paul the Apostle done. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Good news. There's good news and there's bad news. What will you take? Will you take the good news and set the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Or will you take the bad news? You're not acceptable. Or you'll die in judgment. The choice is yours. We all live by choices. We make the right choices and sometimes make the wrong ones. What will you do tonight, friend, as you listen in? I pray tonight that will be the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray tonight that you'll come to Him and know Him as your Lord and Savior. Because His Son went all the way to Calvary and shed His precious blood for mankind. You've heard tonight, though. You've heard tonight, as the words of this hymn says, have you heard the joyful sound? Jesus saves. Jesus saves. We're told to spread the gladness all around that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, and that's what we're doing in here. We're bearing to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. See, it's our command. It's the Lord's command. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I pray tonight you'll accept his invitation and take him as Lord and Saviour. And be a changed man, a changed woman, a changed boy, or a changed girl. Jesus saves. You have to be born again. There's no other way. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word. Amen. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you again for our time. We thank you for your word is truth. And we pray, Father, you would take it and use it to your glory, that none would be so foolish to reject thy word. For yes, Father, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. We give you thanks, Father, for the help that thou hast given us tonight, and for the day that we've had, Father. Pray you'll take us from this place, take us to our home in safety, like nothing befalleth by the way. But we do ask it in the name of our Saviour and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.